In 1959, writer Günter Grass rose to literary stardom with the publication of The Tin Drum. Ever since, Grass has been Germany's leading public intellectual and the voice of morality for a country struggling to come to terms with its dark past, which is why it came as such a surprise when Grass announced a few days ago that the Nazi army drafted him into the Waffen-SS, the military branch of the Nazi Party, in the last months of the Second World War. Not so much that it happened, but that he'd kept it secret all these years. Michael Jürgs is Grass's biographer, and he joins us now by phone from his home in Hamburg, Germany, and thanks very much for being with us.
Hi, good evening. Good afternoon for you.
Good afternoon. Günter Grass had half a century to decide to tell people about this. Why now?
I think he told everybody that it was a burden for him, a burden he has on his shoulders for nearly 62 years, but nobody's really believing that. There are two answers for this question. The first is not very nice, because his book has been in pre-order about 150,000 copies. Even it's not at the bookstores until tomorrow. So that's one point. But the other point could be that he is 79 years old. He gets 80 next year, and perhaps he wants to go. And to go means a little bit more than to go.
Mm-hmm.
To leave this guilt behind. That's our two explanations. But everybody is listening to the German television this night, what he was telling us by himself in his book. He told everything, of course, but why, and that's the only question for us, why didn't he talk to us in the last 62 years?
Now, that new book of his, Peeling Onions, is the English translation. It's as they've moved up the publication date, partly after all this controversy erupted.
Yeah, I guess it's number one in the next 2 weeks on the bestseller list in Germany. But anyway, it's a publication, yeah, it's on the one way, it's a wonderful idea from the marketing idea. But Grass, it's not only a wonderful writer, as you told before, and Tindrum and all these other books, but he was a moral icon for Germany in the last 50 or 60 years, and this moral icon has got damaged now. And that's the big debate in Germany, you know. Yes or no, is it okay because he told us by himself, or should he have told us before, and all his friends are going live on broadcast and television, they know he's a good guy, and the other part says, no, he's not anymore our moral icon. And from my point of view, because I've done the biography of Günter Grass some 3 or 4 years ago, I asked him everything about his life. That's the duty of a biographer. And I've spoken to more than 50 people's friends and family and writers and authors, and from John Irving to Heinrich Böll's heritage tea people, everybody. I've been in Danzig, and I've spoken to him, of course, too, but never he gave me any hint that he has been in the Waffen-SS, which was a criminal gang. Everybody knows that, of course.
Do you feel personally betrayed by him?
Not betrayed, disappointed, and betrayed is a little bit too much. I think betrayed means if he has lied to me, then I would be betrayed. But he never told me, because I have not the single idea to ask Günter Grass, who the heck, Günter Grass, to ask him, did you ever join the Waffen-SS?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody would have such an idea to ask an author like him. You say, if you ask John Updike, have you been in My Lai, the massacre in the Vietnam War, nobody would have. Of course he was not. I know that, of course, quite
yes.
Well. But it's the same, you know. Yeah, I can give you can compare it with that. He's an icon. As a writer, he's like John Updike or Philip Ross or Saul Bellow or whatsoever. But it's a moral voice of Germany. And he always, he was fighting and talking and speaking against Nazis and the revelation of the past, and that we have the duty to name our guilt, and he was part of our democracy, of our feeling that mostly it's a good, wonderful country to live in, a little democracy. And if you look what he has said about America and the Iraq War and Bush and so on, okay, most people in Germany say, okay, you are right, Mr. Grass, but now you can't judge about the morality of other people if you forget your own.
We're speaking with Michael Jürgs, the biographer of Günter Grass, and you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.
Okay.
Yes. No, we're just a few more questions, if you would. One of the comments that has come out since Mr. Grass's revelation is, in fact, I forget who it was, but somebody said that for all these years, Günter Grass had been speaking from the comfort of the moral high ground.
Yeah.
And now that has to be called into question.
Yeah. That's right. If I think there are three more questions again, not only moral thing, what you just mentioned, but somebody was even asking to give back his Nobel Prize.
Yes, it was mentioned also that he should return. He'd been made a...
No, of course. You know, even Kissinger got the Nobel Prize. Should he return it? Because we all know his history and his person. It's not everything is moral in this history. I won't discuss that because I don't think it's serious.
Mm-hmm.
He has earned the Nobel Prize for his literary work. And Tin Drum and everything like that are great novels or poems, whatever he did. That's okay.
Yes, but he was also made an honorary citizen of the city of Gdansk.
That's a problem for the people in Gdansk because, you know the story, just in Gdansk, the Waffen-SS burned down the Polish post office in Gdansk. It's a great story there, and for the people, still a hurting memory. And there you can see in the exhibition all the things about Waffen-SS. And Grass was there, of course. He has seen that. Why didn't he talk? Just the second point. Why didn't he talk when he came, in the prisoner's war camp for the Americans? Why didn't he talk? It's not the question with 17 years or to be in the Waffen-SS. That could be, of course. But for my generation, the post-war generation in Germany, he is now part of our father generation. He never told us the truth until in 68 or 69, Willy Brandt got chancellor in Germany, Chancellor in Köln. And Willy Brandt was fighting for Günter Grass was fighting for Willy Brandt to be chancellor.
Mm-hmm.
He was an emigre. He has left this Nazi country. So, and the very important point for me, too, is just for the United States, for you, because Helen Cord Wolf, the famous publisher in New York, who did Tin Drum in 59, who has to flee the Nazi Germany, he did not even tell them that he was in the Waffen-SS for 3 or 4 months. That is just nothing for 3 or 4 months with 17 years old. But why didn't he talk about that?
There is one particularly uncharitable suggestion, which was that he feared that this would be made public when the Stasi records from East Germany.
I've seen that. I've heard that, too, and everybody knows that's nonsense, because he was also not only fighting against Nazis, he was also fighting against the communists, not fighting but speaking against communists,
mm-hmm.
and they hated him. They hated him.
So if they'd known this, they would have published it a long time ago.
Of course. If they had had one thing in the hand, they would have done it. That's nonsense. Stasi, you can forget.
Mm-hmm. Finally, will this reduce Günter Grass in German eyes, do you think?
Of course it is. You see, today you see the biggest magazine, like Stern magazine, with cover of Günter Grass with a soldier of Waffen-SS, and the line is the downfall of a moralist, the downfall of a moralist. Next week, Spiegel will do it the same. So everybody is talking about that. That's quite clear. But there's a lot of people who don't care, of course, because we are not an intellectual country at all. That's not the point. But in the literary scene, in the political scene, and in the scene of my generation, we say, okay, Günter Grass, we will read your books, everything is okay, you can write, and so on and so on, but please don't talk about moral anymore.
Thank you very much for being with us today. We appreciate your time.
Okay, thank you.
Michael Jurgs is the author of Citizen Grass, a biography of the German author and Nobel Prize winner Günter Grass. And Michael Jurgs joined us today by phone from his home in Hamburg. As he mentioned, Günter Grass was, even as he spoke, a tape of his interview with German television was playing in Germany. And Günter Grass's new biography, autobiography, is just out in Germany. It's called Peeling Onions. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.